Because a wounded heart that doesn't receive healing is an open door to evil spirits. I've seen that in deliverance. I don't need anyone to say amen to that. Show me one person that has ever been raped, and I'll show you a person that has serious spiritual problem. It opens the door to all kinds of evil. What men do to you. Mr. Bishop, is there a way out? That's why we're here this morning. Don't someone and tell them there's a way out. There's a way out. There is salvation from the wounds of the heart. But before I tell you what the salvation is, let me tell you what it is not. Because many people try to get this deliverance on their own. And I saw a man that did that in the Bible. His name is Absalom. You all know the story of Absalom? Absalom had a pretty sister. You all remember her name? Tamar. Tamar was a good-looking girl. Alright? So much so, she got the attention of her own brother and seduced her and defiled her. So after she was defiled, she ran back to her brother's house, Absalom. And she started crying and she started crying and she started crying. Let me read it to you from 2 Samuel, chapter 13, in verse 20. There are three things you don't do after man has hurt you. The first thing you must never do is what Absalom did. Let me show it to you. 2 Samuel 13, 20. And that's what many of us do. 2 Samuel 13, 20. If you're there, say amen. Now, and Absalom, her brother, said unto her, hath Amnon, that brother, been with thee? Oh, can I teach you something that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about now? For those of you who one day will be called to preach, do you know the Bible is very, very sensitive about the use of language? Many times I watch TV and I listen to the radio and I see preachers use some languages that the Bible is very careful not to use because of sensitive ears that are listening and sensitive eyes that are reading. If a typical Westerner or a typical person that has a lack of understanding had written that verse, that's not the way they will have written it. Forgive me for the sake of my illustration to use what I am forbidding. They will have said something like this. And Absalom said, her brother said unto her, Hath Amnon, that brother, had sex with you? That's what we would have said. But you'll never find the Bible talk like that. How did he put it? Has he been with you? That's better. But today, anything goes. Even one preacher in Alabama trying to get people to come to his church, he caused an uproar in a small town in Alabama about 3 or 4 weeks ago when he put a big billboard about a series of sermons he will be preaching about man and woman relationship, and he was so graphic with it. And the town was an uproar that why do you have to put it like this in order to get a crowd to come, in order to preach? And the mayor said, well, he's trying to do a good thing, but he's doing it in the wrong way. And he said, I'm not putting down the billboard. That's the day and age that we live in. Hollywood has even desensitized Christians and has gotten us to a point where vocabulary that you shouldn't use in God's house, we use it freely. Now that costs you nothing. I just wanted to throw that in. Hath Amnon thy brother been with you? Now, what's the next statement? Hold now thy peace. My sister, peace, thy brother, regard not this thing. Do you believe what he said?
No. No, 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 no.
He did not mean a word of what he said. All right? He said, oh, he's been with you? Don't worry about it. After all, he's your brother. So what? That's the more reason why he shouldn't have been with her. I said, oh, he's been with you? Okay, okay, all right. No big deal. No big deal. Just hold thy peace. And don't forget, he's your brother. He's all in the family. Don't regard it. Just count it to be nothing. Now, that's the worst response. And that's the way we respond. We stand back. As if nothing ever happened. Instead of calling David and say, Daddy, look at what happened. Let's talk about this. Let's resolve this. Call the elders of the city. Let them deal with this boy. Let them judge this boy. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You know the mistake you make? It builds up. It builds up. And you know what it does to you? It hardens you. That when you are ready to strike back, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So he said, don't worry about it. And you know what he said? He said, come to my house. Come and be living with me. That's the first reaction that is not good. All right? Then, the other reaction is, don't stuff it. Don't just refuse to stand back, but don't stuff it. In other words, don't deny it. All right, your husband does something wrong, and you say, all right, by and by, it will die in me, it will go. It never goes. It never goes. So in the meantime, hear me. The anger was building. The anger was building. Verse 21, but when King David heard of these things, he was very wroth. And Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon. Look at verse 22. Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon. Not bad. You know, a lot of people that give me a piece of their mind. The people I fear most are the quiet ones. Because they are building it up until they explode in your face. He never spake good. He never spake bad. For Absalom hated. Do you see the next word? Hated Amnon. Because he had forced his sister Tamar. I want you to look at that gentle word here. Again, if it were today, we'll have said he has raped. But he said he had forced his sister Tamar. All right? Never said anything, good or bad. But within him, there was what? Hatred. I hate to tell you this. You know, there are people here, right here, right here now. There's hatred in your heart. That's the truth. Hatred. Oh, you know, we Christians, we have a way of covering up. Oh, no, no, it's all is under the blood. All is under the blood. All is under the blood. Which blood? Which blood? The blood running in your vein? That's about right. All is under the blood. Oh, no, I put it at the cross. Which cross? Which cross? I don't see no cross anywhere. You mean the cross on your chest? And that's exactly what we do. We keep it there. We say, oh, no, no, I've forgiven him. Oh, God knows I've forgiven him. Your actions show you have not. Your words show you have not. Even your prayers show you have not. He never said anything, but he was angry. Now look at verse 23. And it came to pass. It would always come to pass. Believe me. If you don't do something about it, if you don't let God do something about it, it will come to pass. And it came to pass after how many years? 2 full years. How many months is that? That's at least 24 months. How many weeks is that? Someone said 290, someone said 104. You see, you can't keep on the count. 103 actually, huh? 52 weeks in a year times 2. 104. How many hours is that? Somebody said too many hours. That's a good answer. You can keep something in you for 2 years, and every second, every hour that passes makes it worse. Makes it worse. Makes it worse. Look at the guy that went and shot the immigration people up in upstate New York. You think it was yesterday or day before yesterday he thought of it? Woo-hoo. Over the years, over the months, built up, built up, built up. And then the devil came into the details. See, that's why I want God to heal you this morning. Because before you realize it, the devil will come into the details. Didn't you hear about the guy in one fast food joint that someone gave AIDS to? And he said, I'll give these AIDS to as many people as I can. And I was putting it in their hamburgers. Until someone found out that, wait a minute, what is in this hamburger doesn't look like ketchup. And they found out it was this guy who will put part of his body fluid into the hamburger. And then when they talk to him, say, yeah, I made up my mind, I'll kill as many people as possible. Because somebody did this to me. And I'll wipe out as many people as I can. That's one reaction. So after 2 full years, the thing had built up. Then is the next thing that I call striking back. Do you know what some of you, what God told me to do to some of you this morning? That you should give, that you should leave your sword by the altar this morning. Can I hear an amen from you now? Now you used to be loud, now you are quiet. Thank you. Because he says some of you have swords, shotguns, bazookas, AK-47s. You're just looking for the right time to strike. Where once it's done, it's done. That's what happened. When we hurt, we're looking for an opportunity. And when we get that opportunity, then we'll be fine. We'll be fine. Look at the guy that went and shot people up. Is it North Carolina or South Carolina? Yesterday. He killed 3 policemen. Was it Pittsburgh? It was in Pennsylvania? I thought it was in North Carolina. He was building up and building up and he was telling his friends. And he called his friends and said, I'm dying today. And he ended up not dying after all. That's the world we live in. And then somebody in Washington yesterday, was it yesterday or today? Killed his family of 5. Killed all his 5 children. Saw that on the internet when I was preparing for the sermon this morning. I said, what's going on? Why is everybody killing everybody? It's striking back time. For things that have been built in that has not come out. The bishop was the way out. I got news for you. Jesus came because of you. His first utterance in the temple was, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Look at what it says next. He has sent me to do what? To heal the brokenhearted. What has man done to you? There's healing this morning. What affliction has man afflicted you with? There's healing this morning. He said, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. In Psalm 34 verse 18, he says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as are of a contrite spirit. Now we use that for repentance, but when you look at the NIV, he puts it even in a more graphic way. He says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those that are crushed in spirit. Men will do things to crush you. I used to belong to a church several years ago. And the pastor of that local assembly was a wicked man. He was a very wicked man. Everybody feared him. A pastor is not supposed to be feared. But he carried himself in a way that everybody feared him. He was bad news. And he did something to one of his workers. And I don't know how the devil got into the details. The worker came to church one morning late. And it came with an African machete. True story. I can name the name of the place and get you the name of the pastor. came into church. Hey, brother so-and-so, hi. Brother so-and-so, hi. He went to the children's church. Pulled the first son of the pastor. Pulled the second son of the pastor. Pulled the third son of the pastor. Took his machete. Cut off the head of one. Cut off the hand of one. Before he got to the third one, they arrested him. And the people that arrested him got injured in the process. And that's what thoughts can do. That's what thoughts can do. When I had, I say, in that church, you preach holiness in that church. Thoughts and holiness. Thoughts and holiness. You forget holiness. You hear me? When a person is hot, you pack holiness aside. And you say, when I finish, we will go back to holiness. But for now, judgment must begin in the house of the Lord. You quote scriptures to back up your evil. And look at what the newspaper carried the next morning. Very sad. Very sad. Is your spirit crushed this morning? Don't patch it up. Let the Lord heal you. Psalm 147, with this I close. Psalm 147, 1, 2, and 3. Psalm 147, 1, 2, and 3. Praise ye the Lord, he says, for his good. To sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Now look at verse 2. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. Now look at the next statement. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. You know what I found out? When you are hurt, you feel like an outcast. Hurt by your husband, you feel like an outcast. Hurt by your wife, you feel like an outcast. In other words, you feel rejected. Know what God said he would do? He said, I'll gather them. I don't know why, but God has deep interest in people that hurt. He said, I'll gather them. I'll gather them. That's number one. Number two, what does he do in verse 3? He healeth what? The broken in heart. What does he see after that? He bindeth up their wounds. Three things God is going to do this morning. There's going to be a gathering. All right? There's going to be a healing, and there's going to be what? A binding up. He gathers them. He looks for wounded people. And he brought you here for a purpose this morning. He gathered us together this morning to do that specific thing. Then he heals their broken heart. You know what he does after he heals it? He binds up their wounds. Binds up their wounds. You know, there's a brother in this church after his wife finished with him. After his wife finished with him. And I knew he was coming. After his wife finished with him, I called him. I said, I heard what she did. He said, Bishop, serious old. I said, how are you handling it? You know what he told me? He said, I just take it one day at a time. Take it one day at a time. You know what one day at a time means? It hurts. It hurts. So I just take it one day at a time. I got my good days and I got my bad days. He's not the one praying for death. But I want to ask you this morning. As many of you as are here, that man has done a number on. God is calling for a gathering at this altar. Reason is calling for a gathering at this altar. So we can alter the situation. Some of you man has promised you many things. The process of the promise, they used to. And like Jacob, they changed your wages 7 times. They promised you one wife. They gave you another wife. know what they call bad deal? You're sitting this morning and say, if not for Jesus, I know what I could do to this person. Let Jesus do something to you this morning. Everybody, please stand. If you're here this afternoon and you're one of those that God really wants to touch, that God wants to heal, God wants to bind up your wound, don't play macho man. Pretend to be strong when you're hurting. I want you to please come. Stand before this altar. God bless you. Don't stand there if you need God to touch you. I want you to please come. You will be able to sleep like you never slept before. Some of the physical conditions you have will disappear. Even without anybody praying for your physical healing. I want you to please spread out. Make room for the people who are coming in the back. Thank you. Do you see what I said? It's not only the young, it's the old also. People. You know, as I stand here, I look through the men and women who are standing in front of me, and I happen to know you personally. And what some of you have been through, I happen to know one-on-one, having counseled with you. Just say to myself, as I look at this crowd, we live in a wicked world. You know, as I see you, my head is aching so bad right now. Just seeing some of you, knowing some of the things you've had to endure, I have a bad headache. But you know what I'm happy for? Jesus is still Lord. Jesus is still Lord. Jesus is still the healer of the brokenhearted. Let me tell you one thing God told you, I should tell you when you get before me this morning. I wrote it down in my book. God said, after they come, the one thing I want you to ask them to do is to pray the prayer of forgiveness. He said that is one thing that he cannot do for you. He cannot help you forgive somebody. But if you will take that step, then he will do all things for you. All heads bowed in the auditorium, in the back and in the front here. I know you prayed that prayer before. You've forgiven them before. I want you to do it all over again. I want you to say, Lord, so and so has hurt me. They did me wrong. They pulled the rug from under my feet. If they were to have their way, I would be in the street naked. They wanted to finish me so that I don't have anything. But your grace has kept me. But I forgive them. Lord, I forgive them. I know that prayer may be hard coming out, But that's the door to your breakthrough this morning. That's the door to your healing this morning. Lord, I forgive her. Lord, I forgive him. From the bottom of my heart, I do. I wanted to mention their name to God right now. Say, Lord, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. Tell God what they did as if he didn't know. Tell him, this is what they did, this is what they did. But I don't want to be delivered to the tormentors. So let it go, let it go. I forgive them. We may never cross paths again, but I forgive them. We may never be together again, but I forgive them. Some of them may even be dead, but I forgive them. They've changed my destiny, all right, but I forgive them. Because you are able to replace that which they stole. I forgive them. I wanted to open your mouth and talk to the Lord. They call themselves my lover. They call themselves my husband. They call themselves my daddy. They call themselves my mother. But see what they did. But I forgive them, Lord. You are releasing God to work for you now. You are releasing God to take away the pain, take away the tiredness, and take away, Lord God. My brother Sunday said, when we do Holy Communion, it's not worth it. Then Jehovah Rapha will be able to come down right now. Touch your heart and touch your life and deliver you and set you free. Touch you right now and heal you. Tell him, just touch me, heal me. Just take away the pain. Take away the worry. Take away the anxiety. Take away the questions. Why? 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 Or just pull it out of me right now. Just give me your perfect peace in the midst of this foolishness that they did to me. Jehovah Rapha said, I am the Lord. With us.
Hey, I am the God, your healer.
Yes, he is Jehovah Rapha.
I send my word and heal your disease.
Emotional disease.
I am the God.
Don't let no one take your joy. Don't let no one take your life.
I am the God.
They don't deserve it.
I am the God, your healer. I send my word and heal your disease. God, your healer. Come on, sing. You are the God. You are the God that healeth me. That healeth me. You are the God, my healer, my healer. You send your word and heal my disease. You are.
I'm hearing all heads bowed, please, all eyes closed. I'm hearing suicide, 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 suicide. Who is that person here you've even contemplated to end your life recently? And I'm not talking about you. Don't raise your hand. Your own is settled. Who is the person? Raise your hand. Been even thinking about it's better for me to take my life. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Quickly. Yeah, the Lord told me you're on that side too. I want you to just make your way to the front. Let me pray for you. Come over here, honey. Someone pushing you, just make way for them. All heads bowed. You will not die. You will live. Everybody say after me, say you will not die. Say you will live. In the name of Jesus. Say everything will be resolved. Say everything will be all right. In the name of Jesus. God spoke to me on this side. Raise your hand. Raise your hand up. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke. This is what the enemy wanted to accomplish in the first place. Woman, you will not die. In the name of Jesus Christ, you shall live and declare the works of God. I decree that every spirit of suicide that makes you to contemplate taking your life, I bind it. Name of Jesus Christ, I decree that the love for life will come all over you right now, and the Lord will give you an answer and a solution to that which you are going through. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree every sickness, every disease upon your body, I command them to dry up right now by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Lord, she's too young to take her life. So even for you, I command the love of life to be your portion. Whatever is going through your mind, whatever man has done that makes you to say it's better to end it all. We know that if you end it all, you will have to face it all. I command that life, love for life, shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of death and suicide. Let it be lifted, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. You who are standing in front of me this morning, I want you to raise both hands to God. Just repeat these prayers after me. I want you to say, Father, say in the name of Jesus, I thank you because you know me even more than I know myself. Thank you for your word that is sent to me this day. I walk in forgiveness in spite of everything that has been done. I forgive. I know it has been. It's me who always has to forgive. I've forgiven and forgiven and forgiven. But so have you done for me. So once again, I promise you, Lord, I hold it in no more. I think about it no longer. I let it go by your mighty power in the mighty name of Jesus. Whoever they are, wherever they are, I ask that you bless them, for they know not what they do. Thank you, Father, for the release that I have right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now I ask you, Lord, Jehovah Rapha, reach down from the heavenlies, touch me on the inside, pull out and uproot everything that has come into my life as a result of this hurt, of this pain, of this wound, in the name of Jesus, touch me, heal me, deliver me, rescue me, make me whole, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I receive forgiveness, and I command this yoke to be forever broken. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, just pray for all these men and women right now. They've done what you told me to tell them to do. For some of them, it's a repeat, because they've done it many times. But it's going on record on this Palm Sunday, on the day that you rode triumphantly into the city. I'm asking you that you put them on their own horse right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let men be laying things on the ground for them to ride on, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you that all the hurts, all the pains, all the wounds be removed from them right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. And whatever has entered into their lives as a result of this, that they may not even know, I ask you, Father, that he who has come to heal the brokenhearted will touch them, will heal them, will rescue them, will deliver them, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak new life into your life. I want you to say amen. I said, I speak new life into your life. I speak new attitude into your life. I speak new joy into your life. I speak new peace into your life. I speak new expectation into your life. I speak new destiny into your life. I speak new hope into your life. I speak new joy into your life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 You will be shouting hallelujah from today on, in the mighty name. Hallelujah shall be your song. Hallelujah shall be your song, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that the past will be buried completely, and let a new thing begin to come upon their lives. Those of them that have been made naked, I pray that you will clothe them. Those of them that have been made hopeless, I pray that you give them hope. Those of them that have been rendered sick, I pray that you make them whole and heal them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. May this car be removed by God's miraculous power, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, all God's people said, all God's people said, before you go back to your seats, all of you in the auditorium, I want you to stand. Please. If you're here this morning, you have a physical ailment in your body, I want you to lay your hands on where the ailment is right now. If it is not something you can lay hand on, lay hand upon your forehead as a point of contact. There was a lady sitting on this right hand side. God's going to touch your eyes. I don't know where you are now, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, by his stripes, what happened? We were healed. So we were healed 2,000 years ago. We just want to enter into the fullness of it right now. Everybody say, I believe. Come on, say, I believe. Come on, say, I believe. In the name of Jesus, I believe. Now lay your hand on where you hurt right now. And we're going to rebuke that sickness. We're going to rebuke that disease. And we're going to command it to loose and be gone from you, in the name of Jesus. I want you to keep your minds on the Lord right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And you said whatsoever we lose on earth is loose in heaven. You said whatsoever defiles the temple of God, you will destroy. These are your words. And we just come in agreement with your word right now. So I come against every sickness. I come against every disease. I come against every affliction in all the bodies that are here this afternoon. Whatever your people have laid their hands on as an indication of where they hurt, now I command the sickness to die right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every affliction without any exemption to be gone right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree that whatever the enemy has put in your body be lifted right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All the internal organs, all the external organs, I command you to receive healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. By his stripes, we were healed. So I command everybody that is sick in any area right now, be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every affliction in the bone, every affliction in the stomach, every affliction in the blood, every affliction in the eye, every affliction. Oh, my headache just left right now. My headache just left. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Even if for me alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I decree every headache, every sickness, every disease, every pain, every affliction, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And I command, as God touched me, that everyone that is in this place be touched right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for your touch. Thank you, Father, for your healing. Thank you, Father, for your deliverance. Thank you, Father, for your freedom. That which has not functioned, I command it to begin to function right now in the mighty name of Jesus. There's a man to my right here. I know who you are, but I can't call you because of what I'm about to say. You've not been able to meet with your spouse because of a physical ailment. You've considered using medication, but because of the side effect, you said no. You don't need that medication after today. What is dead has come alive in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Come tell me your testimony now. I'm not asking you to tell it publicly, but it's done. Don't worry about it. You will see what I just said, because it shall be established in the name of Jesus. Every issue of blood, I command the fountains to dry up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. All the fibroids, I command them to shrink right now in the mighty name of Jesus. All the growths in any part of the body, I command you to die right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Disappear by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Angels of healing, walk across and walk inside this audience and touch everyone that is healed, that is sick, and heal them completely by your mighty power in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for depression that is lifted right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for insomnia that is gone in the name of Jesus. Thank you for pains in the neck, pains in the leg, pains in the arm, pains in the stomach. We decree is gone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I command every skin problem to be healed by the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. All demons of darkness that have been stationed around you to put sickness upon you, I command them to leave right now in the name of Jesus.